Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's up, and welcome back to another great episode of Drunk World Order. And tonight's topic is going to be, do reptilians secretly rule the world? And according to David Icke, that is exactly what is fucking going on. Oh yeah, and it's rated R, you can curse, it's uncensored, you can get crazy. You can break chairs. You can get violent. It's going to get raw. Uncut. Uncensored. Coming straight from my bunker. Yeah, so, I don't know, like, are the people in power really these monsters, these reptiles? That's what people want to know. That's what I want to know. That's what everyone's trying to find out. Trying to find out the secrets of the ooze. Either way, we're going to go to a commercial break right now. And we're going to be playing a great track by Michael Picard called Broken Side. Here it is. Check it out and enjoy while I go promote this on Facebook. But it's kind of dead because it's summer and everyone's on vacation. And I really should just be on Live Me. But either way, we're doing a show because I haven't done one in like forever. So hopefully we get some callers. Yeah.
Bring this down from high, vessel from this open wide, treble with a bass in mind, trouble with a basic size, five down to a racist, faceless, faceless, taking from the center side, in a rhythm on a meter and a summon, I don't follow what I swallow, but I'm entering a hollow and a matter is I'm fucking up, and I can't even find a Dorado in a bottle, and I drink more than I ought to, and I think more cause I bought you, sing more to the ocean floor, breathing this skin is so hard to, I broke more bones than I thought to, never knows for I do. Last night, I'm getting choked alive. My voice an endless echo. Your ears are closed tonight. Yeah, it's everybody I haven't talked to. I'm sorry, man. In a rain of stainless stain to the vein that is open wide. Why? Why? Because I slashed my wrist tonight. In a rain is nameless. I'm not ready to admit my broken side. Yeah, man, I'll probably cut my wrist tonight. In a rain of stainless stain to the vein that is open wide. I slash my wrist. Ready to admit my broken side. Why? Because I cut my wrist tonight. I didn't mean to ignore you. All I wanted to do was listen. I can't though. Shit, I'm sorry. Sorry I drink too much, man. I got no other way to cope.
Yo, yo, we are back live on Drunk World Order, and I didn't know that song was a little too short. It didn't really give me enough time to promote. But anyways, tonight's topic is, do reptilians secretly rule the world? Are they secretly trying to trick us and make us think that all these powerful people are actually human? But they're really reptiles, like Reptile from Mortal Kombat 2. I mean, it makes you think. When I was a kid, I used to play Mortal Kombat and Mortal Kombat 2 and all that stuff. And, Reptile was cool. You know, he would take off his mask when before he killed you. He would turn into this giant dragon and eat your head off. I mean, could that be what's ruling us? These nether region monsters from another world, from another dimension, I think. And since this is the Drunk World Order, it definitely makes you want to drink a beer or two or maybe like a few shots of whiskey. Yeah, it's a gentleman's Jack on the rocks. Sounds really good to me right about now. I posted this. We're going to play another song because I kind of want to promote this a little more. Maybe we get some callers. Maybe they'll let us know what they think. And maybe they're drunker than I am. What's wrong with my voice today? I think it's because I was singing earlier. And now my vocals are tired because I should sing every day. And as well as drink beer every day. But right now, we're going to take another break, and the name of this track is High Low by the artist Michael Picard of No Longer the Hero. And yeah, so here is the song High Low by Michael Picard. Enjoy. Drunk World Order, coming to you straight from my bunker. Tonight's topic of discussion is, do reptilians secretly rule the world? You know, there's a lot of people out there that believe this, and David Icke in particular believes that these reptilian aliens from like another dimension are like these evil monsters that are like manipulating reality and this planet. And who knows, maybe even the universe to a higher extent. Could it be true, or could it just be a story for him to sell his books? Because they said he sold like millions of copies, so he's pretty well off. I would think he's made a lot of money off his work, you know. But, you know, it could be true. It could be so crazy that everyone thinks it's just a story. And maybe it's true that reptilians, like, really rule everything. But here's something that's kind of crazy and kind of creepy that I think is kind of scary, but kind of creepy at the same time. It's like, okay, so we supposedly, in our brain, when we feel love, it comes from the so-called reptilian part of our brain. Now, I've heard a lot of doctors and psychiatrists on YouTube that are professionals say this, that we have a reptilian part of us in our brain, and he says that we all have it. Now, this is what kind of like people don't understand. They say reptilians are like a pure breed and they rule us, but how are we mixed with reptilian? Unless someone, you know, like had sex with a reptilian or a demon, and now we're, you know, voila, what we are. I don't know. It makes you think. It gets deeper. You know. I mean, that's a whole other conspiracy theory, or just a fucking theory that I have. It's not even this one, but I mean, because when I hear someone talk about reptilians ruling, and then the doctor said the part of brain that registers and feels love is the reptilian part of the brain, then are reptilians really evil? Like they say, because they say that these things are demonic and very evil and do the worst imaginable things on the planet because they're not human, you know. Maybe it's because they're pure reptilian. Maybe if you just have a piece of reptilian in you, in your brain, then you're not necessarily evil. But if you're a pure reptilian, maybe you're evil beyond repair. I don't know. Just a theory. But right now, I really could go for a beer. Unfortunately. I think I only have like 2 beers left. And my voice is like all tired and fucked up. I mean, I can't even yell. Like, man, I was singing earlier, and I think they're a little tired. Wow. I'm supposed to go live me later tonight, so we will see how that goes. But yeah, Drunk World Order definitely in the house. Definitely, you know, this reptilian thing is kind of crazy. Let's see if we can get some callers on the line. I posted this out there on Facebook and the Drunk World Order page, which I've noticed the other night. I was on Facebook, and Facebook is kind of dead usually. Most of the time, especially during vacation time, but it's really dead at night. There's like maybe like 1 or 2 people that actually post new stuff, if that, you know. But see if we can get some callers. What do you think, guys? Do reptilians secretly rule the world? And the number to call in is 347-850-1259. But you also got it on the page there. The thing is, my audience isn't even big enough to really even, I don't know, have callers. I think I used to get callers back in the day, but I think it was more when I would do the show earlier. And I mean, that's the key, is to not make the shows too late, because who the hell wants to call into a fucking show like this and talk to me at this fucking hour when they could be drinking beer and like eating pizza or doing something more fun than being here? But either way, that's not the point. The point is this, that we want to see what the people think. I think it could be true. I mean, I'm not saying that reptiles really rule everything, but the Ninja Turtles did kick ass, and they were mutant Ninja Turtles. And Splinter was a rat, and you saw that. If that's possible, this whole reptilian thing could also be possible. We just don't really know, you know. So, I don't know. This is the Drunk World Order coming to you live. 15 minutes left on the track, and my voice is tired. I gotta get tired from speaking. When I was singing earlier, I think the singing kind of messed up my voice. I should have been recording. That's why I should always just record when I'm doing stuff, because then, you know, your voice starts cracking and stuff. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know what to think. What I do know is that I need another drink in my cup right now. Whiskey on the rocks, some cool music, and some weed. Yeah, that sounds like a plan. And cool lights spinning and flashing and stuff like that. But, yeah, guys, have a great night. Beware of the reptilians, because they could be out there. And you're not paying attention. You're not watching. You are not ready for what is coming to a planet near you. No, just kidding. But, yeah, either way, enough of me. We got about 50 minutes left on the clock. If anybody wants to call in and let me know, do you think that reptilians secretly rule the world? Call in and let me know. not forever hold your peace. But yeah, the number is 347-850-1259. Now we're going to go to another great song by my good friend Michael Picard, and the name of the song is Density. And of course, the artist is Michael Picard of No Longer the Hero. Check it out and enjoy. Thank you.
The nail bore in my head like a coffin sarcophagus. Sarcastic and ominous. You swore ties were gonna break, it was obvious. You're a myth, I believe, and a retrieve, and I'm at ease with the balance of challenge I have accepted. Predatory times, my definite. Try to maintain, I'm not in the game, but you never understood my direction. I know now beyond a shadow of a doubt, you can't mix water and oil. You can mix water and oil, even if you pull from the inside out. I know now beyond a shadow of a doubt, you can't mix water and oil. You can't mix water and oil, even if you pull from the inside out. Life flown with no audible inflection. The reptilian design to instill fear. My mind blown cause the radio is destined to make silence when your image reappears. I cried out to a ghost in disguise as archangel. My remarks steady strangle. I'm a stranger to fine lines. I walk a tightrope shorter than my lifeline. Forming a mind, I'm gonna rise with a downfall. Over the sky, never deny, giving the devil a call. You can hide, you can run away. The cage bird still sings even if it's prey. And I'm here even if you're gone away. Honestly, I'm a loner with no longer in my time bank. I know now beyond a shadow of a doubt, you can't mix water and oil. You can mix water and oil, even if you pour from the inside out. I know now beyond a shadow of a doubt, you can't mix water and oil. You can't mix water and oil, even if you pour from the inside out. I know now, even if you pour from the inside out. Motherfucking mirage, I said you're still a motherfucking mirage. I know now, even if you're pulled from the inside out, you can't mix water and oil. I said you can't mix water and oil. I know now, I never even figured it out. Fire and water beyond doubt, the opposite of promises inside out. I couldn't never figure it out, I said I couldn't never figure it out. My insides out. You're still gone.
Yo, and welcome back to Drunk World Order, coming to you straight from my bunker. And that was Michael Picard with the wonderful song Density, which is one of my favorites, personal favorites. It's always been one of the best songs I've ever heard in my life. I'm back, guys, doing shows again. We're definitely going to be bringing the drunkenness, the insanity of Drunk World Order to the table. Got to keep making the show grow. Thanks for everyone who's listened, everyone who's ever called in from the beginning, who's sent me music to play, who has been part of the journey, everyone who's given me an interview on Drunk World Order and Drunk Talk and just came and kicked it and had a glass of whiskey, a 40-ounce, whatever it was. Believe it or not, this month I'm going to be sober. And, you know, but I'm high off life because I met some really good friends this year. And I appreciate the friends that I already do have and the real family and the real friends that I have. And I embrace the positive and not the negative. And that's going to be my closing statements today, is just always embrace positive in life and block out the negative, because there's so much cool stuff, man. It is awesome that I live in an age where I can produce a radio show from my fucking room and fucking, you know, drink and have fun and get a crazy message out there and say whatever the fuck I want, because, well, I like doing, and the show is going to be something that's going to allow me to do that, along with you know, my YouTube shit, my live me, just whatever else comes in life, man. Bottom line, never forget who had your back when you were starting out and who always supported you, you know, when you were nothing and just starting out. Don't ever let becoming a big name or a big person with a lot of fans or viewers and money, get big-headed, because remember, the ones that were there for you when no one else was are the ones that will always be there, whether you're up or down in any situation and in any stage of life. That's why be thankful for the ones that are down for you and that are always reaching out to you. I appreciate you, man. You guys that do hit me up and call me or message me, or if we get to hang out, whether it's just through video chat or whatever, but if we get to kick it and hang out, and the people that I kick it with in person especially, man, it's just a blessing. So, yeah, do reptilians rule the world secretly? Maybe. I mean, who really knows? We have to think about it, but it's no reason to get depressed or anything. It's like, make shit interesting, like some Star Wars shit. Like, do aliens really rule everything? Like, whoa. You know, why would I be sad about that? No, no, that's just something that makes it, I think, really interesting. Excuse me. I don't know what's wrong with my voice today. Because I'm trying to do the whole yelling thing, and it just wasn't working out today. Because I was singing, so my voice is tired. So, yeah. So, guys, we didn't get any callers, but I'll tell you this. Keep up the good fight, man. The fight for freedom. The fight for justice in the American way. The fight for the Drunk World Order, which we will have one day. And we will rule with 40 ounces in our hands. Any dream that you want to do, you can achieve it. And my message to the youth out there is, you can succeed by smoking weed. But yeah, I hope you guys all have a really, really good day, and have a good night.